Biden's migrant mobile app helps free thousands of foreign nationals into U.S. from terrorism-linked countries. By John Binder on October 29, 2023. Thousands of special interest aliens, classified as such due to the national security risks they pose because of their ties to terrorism-linked countries, have been released into American communities after scheduling appointments at the United States-Mexico border. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, data revealed. Since the start of the year, Biden's DHS has used the CBP-1 mobile app to allow tens of thousands of foreign nationals in Mexico to schedule appointments at the southern border for release into the U.S. interior every month. Related video, Dem Rep. Phillips, I voted for Biden's policies, but we have inflation and border crises, and crime in cities and chaos. DHS data reviewed by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, revealed that the migrant mobile app, along with similar online interfaces, has freed thousands of special interest aliens from the border into American communities. New records released to the Center for Immigration Studies last week as part of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit reveal that the Biden administration has been authorizing thousands of special interest aliens for escorted entries through land ports along the border since at least May 2021, using CBP-1 online interfaces such as a mobile phone app, CIS's Todd Bensman reported. Using this program, the administration has authorized the paroles into the country of some 7,332 special interest aliens from 24 of the roughly 35 to 40 U.S. designated countries, including smatterings from Iran, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, but the largest numbers coming from Muslim-majority former Soviet republics in Central Asia such as the Kyrgyz Republic, also known as Kyrgyzstan, 3,852, and Uzbekistan, 1,843. Emphasis added. These government-sanctioned, special interest alien entries are very different from the surprise illegal border crossings of special interest aliens, with which Homeland Security officials traditionally have had to contend in that these ones are pre-approved before their escorted port of entry crossings, their names and biometrics ostensibly having been run through criminal database checks, though such checks have been panned as grossly inadequate. Emphasis added. Related video, FMR. Biden DHS official, surge at border should surprise no one, we should have been better prepared. Special interest aliens, according to DHS, are typically a non-U.S. person who, based on an analysis of travel patterns, potentially poses a national security risk to the United States or its interests. Often such individuals or groups are employing travel patterns known or evaluated to possibly have a nexus to terrorism, DHS officials wrote of special interest aliens in 2019. This month, an exclusive Breitbart News report revealed that more than 61,000 special interest aliens have been released into the U.S. interior in fiscal year 2023. Subsequently, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has been asked to disclose all relevant information about those special interest aliens who have arrived at the border and been released into American communities. It is therefore critical that you abandon your radical open border policies and instead take immediate action to secure the border, Senator Josh Hawley, ARMO, wrote to Mayorkas in a letter. As Secretary, your number one priority should be protecting American citizens against potential terrorists entering our country. Last month, DHS Inspector General Joseph Kufari revealed that Biden's catch-and-release network is releasing more than 60,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities every month. This is the equivalent of adding a foreign population the size of New Orleans, Louisiana, to the U.S. every 6 months or a population the size of Seattle, Washington, every year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.